Amari 10. It's a story that has a moral tissue. This story has been told to the hearing of all of us year after year. But oftentimes, when stories are told, there's a tendency for us to exempt ourselves, looking at it from a distance. This morning, I would like for us to be more practical as we dive the story of the Good Samaritan. Beloved in Christ, Jesus told a story. Someone is maltreated. Someone is molested. Someone is abused. Levi came and he passes by. The priest came and he passes by. The action of the Levi and the priest tells me that they were insensitive to the needs of someone who needed redress, who needed help. In our parish community, there is a basket outside there, and there is an inscription, "Food Pantry." Am I right? For Vincent the Poor Society. Vincent the Poor Society has a way every year to carry out an awareness for people to contribute towards the food pantry. Am I right? Very good. It is out there. There is a tendency that because Father Boniface contributed last year to the food pantry, there is a tendency for Father Boniface this year to be insensitive to the food basket. There is someone in our midst or in our community who will benefit from those items that are placed in the food basket. And so, as the Good Samaritan in our parish community, all of us are called to make a minimum contribution to the pantry of the food basket for the Vincent Poor Society. If we went to another level, we have the Catholic Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Youngstown. It is also an institution that caters to the needs of the less fortunate. Sometimes, because Father Boniface contributed last year, there is a tendency to be insensitive to the contribution of Catholic Caritas this year or Catholic Charities this year. It shouldn't be like that. There are people all over the world today, even in our own society, that needs our support, that needs our help. That is why, in the wisdom of the Diocese of Youngstown, they have instituted a Catholic charity to reach out to the less fortunate. We are not to be insensitive to that contribution. Beloved in Christ, to move a little further, in the imagery of the Good Samaritan, this Samaritan man was a caregiver. In America, in our society today, there are lots of nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, hospitals. There are people there from our society, from our families, who need care. Like the Good Samaritan, who went out of his will to spend an extra time, extra dollar, we also was able to have a gap at the advantage to work in a nursing home, in a rehabilitation center, in the hospitals. We must give genuine and real care. Do not look at, I'm an Italian, I'm an Irish, I'm a general. And so, because that vision in that area is not an Italian or a German, and I become insensitive to her needs of his needs, then our mission will not be fulfilled. I pray that all of us, as we journey together on this mission, that the Good Samaritan must be a caregiver, a genuine and realistic caregiver, so our caregiving can bring relief to many of our brothers and sisters who are most in need. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us rise.